Welcome back and Inside the Numbers on GameDaySportsRadio.com. Mike Benard from OTM Sports is always with us on Inside the Numbers. Let's move into the NFL. 1 o'clock game, the Browns 2-4-1, the Steelers 3-2-1. They played in a monsoon the first week of the season. That game ended up in a tie. And then the Browns, they lost their fourth game last Sunday in overtime to the Bucks. The Browns, they played in three overtime games. They have a win, a loss, and a tie.
They were close to getting a second tie on their record last week, but the Tampa Bay kicker hit a 59-yarder to win it, and he had missed a crucial kick earlier in the game. Steelers, they're only 3-2-1, but it's good enough for first place in the AFC North. The odds makers, Coach, they don't think Cleveland's going to be able to keep pace with that Pittsburgh offense. The Steelers are favored by 9 points in some casinos.
And I understand that, but this has got to be frustrating for the Browns this season because, once again, the league comes back after the fact and corrects a call against them. Oakland, they had a first down taken away that would have iced the game. That one call cost them the game. Then we get a sorry later on in the week, you know, after they overturn the call. Oh, but then this, oh, well, yeah, you're right. We're sorry. Then down in Tampa, Baker Mayfield, he gets his head taken off on a slide. They throw flags. Then they get together. Then they pick him up. What does the league office do on Tuesday? Another, hey, we're sorry, Cleveland. You know, and of course, I'm a Browns fan. I admit it. Even during the bad times, I'm a Browns fan. But that has just got to be frustrating for those guys to go out there and compete every week because they've gone toe to toe in every game that they played this year. And, you know, and again, they're trying to get over the hump time and time again, and it just seems like a yellow piece of cloth on the field has kept them from doing it. And I know that's from a former coach, you know, you can tell I'm not talking about college football. I'm talking about NFL football. I'm a fan. I'm complaining about the officials.
Well, but you're right. I mean, those are irrefutable facts. Those things happened where they made mistakes, and then they admitted they made mistakes. And people can say, oh, it's the rub of the green or it's part of the game. Well, yeah, it is, but it also is bad luck. And the Browns have been competitive. I mean, look, they're right there, too. They could have won all those games. They did get blown out by San Diego. The other ones were all close. When I take a look at some more numbers, the Browns, they've only covered 4 of their last 15 road games. But they did get the job done last week. Steelers, they're not good against the spread at home. They've only covered 1 of their last 9 home games. But that one win, it was their most recent home win. It was that blowout win over the Falcons 2 weeks ago. But trends and numbers aside, this game, in my view, is going to come down to how much resolve do the Browns have? How much is left in their tank? After all the things you talked about, the bad calls and the calls that didn't go their way and missed field goals and so forth, you know, the Browns players, they know they could easily be 6-1 or 5-2, but they're 2-4-1.
Well, being the eternal Browns optimist, I'm saying that we're going to go in to Pittsburgh, and we're going to come out with a big win. I don't think we're going to leave any doubt. Baker's going to take care of business. Our defense is going to play well. I'm saying go Browns, go Browns, go Browns. All right, the late afternoon game, the Packers 3-2-1, and it's lonely at the top because the Los Angeles Rams are the only unbeaten team left in the NFL. 5 of their 7 wins, it's been by 12 points or more. Green Bay, man, both their losses have been on the road, and now they've got to travel out to L.A.
Yeah, and how quickly times change. The Rams, they were a doormat just a couple of years ago. This week, they're favored by anywhere from 9 to 10 points over the Packers. But as far as the Packers, look, it's like last year's shows, Coach. We're talking about the same things. Aaron Rodgers can only do so much. The Packers, they've allowed 30 points or more in 3 of their last 4 games.
Sean McVay, he's the best young coach in the NFL. Yeah, I said back during the summer that I thought he'd have the Rams in the Super Bowl within the next three seasons. I could be selling him short. They might end up getting there this year. Now, the Packers, as we're talking about with, you know, Aaron Rodgers, that whole team right now seems to be held together by baling wire and duct tape. Coach Mike McCarthy, you've got to give him all the credit in the world, because each week he's had the best plan to give the Pack a chance to win, even with all the injuries that they've suffered. And he'll do the same this week, but I think the Rams are just playing too well for Green Bay to knock them off right now.
Yeah, and speaking of Mike McCarthy, you know, he and Rodgers don't have the best relationship, but they're both professional and they make it work. Green Bay have won five straight meetings over the Rams. All five were by double digits, but this is a different Rams team. That was years past. The Rams have the fourth best scoring defense, the third best scoring offense. I look for points in this game. When Green Bay plays NFC teams, it's usually high scoring. The over's 22-5, the last 27 when Green Bay plays an NFC team. And the last five times these teams took the field, all five went over. So I look for a high scoring game.
Sunday night, we've got a matchup between first place teams, the Saints, they're first place in the NFC South, and the Vikings, they're first place in the NFC North. And this is a rematch of last year's playoff game in Minnesota, which the Vikings pulled off the improbable with that miracle TD right there at the end of the game.
Yeah, that was an extremely tough loss for Saints. The missed assignment by the safety and season over. This year, both teams look like playoff contenders. The Saints benefited from a Ravens missed extra point. They got the road win in Baltimore. Minnesota, they went on the road and beat the Jets, and there was no doubt. They left no doubt there. They beat them by three touchdowns.
Both of these quarterbacks, solid as can be. Kirk Cousins, 12 touchdowns, three interceptions. Drew Brees, all the accolades that he's deservingly received this year, he's got 11 touchdowns and no interceptions.
That's right. And both quarterbacks have played well, and obviously Brees has protected the ball, no interceptions, and he puts it in the air a lot. When I take a look at this game, first thing I notice, the point spread, Minnesota's only – some places have it at a pick, and some places have Minnesota a small one or one-and-a-half-point favorite, and it's in Minnesota, so that's a little surprising to me. These teams have played several high-scoring games. Eight of the last 10 times they played went over. The last seven times they played in Minnesota, six of those went over, and one of them pushed.
I complained last week about the Monday night schedule to the NFL. Obviously, I was a fool for doing that because that
– No, you weren't.
That dog of a game between the Giants and the Falcons turned out to be very entertaining. You look at it again, Mike, we've got the same thing. I mean, we've got the Pats coming in at 5-2, the Bills at 2-5. I mean, I don't even see how back in the summer you could look and say, hey, this was going to be a good matchup. But it is a battle of AFC East teams. The Bills, you know, only two wins coming off of a 37-5 loss at Indianapolis. After that 1-2 start, the Patriots, they're back to being the Patriots. They've won four straight.
Yeah, they're back. They're eyeing their 10th straight AFC East title. The Bills, I don't know what they're doing. Their offense is horrible. They only average 234 total yards per game. So who knows with Buffalo?
Well, I can tell you what's going on with Buffalo. I mean, they're signing folks off the street. I mean, they signed Derek Anderson this past week. He started in Indianapolis. He threw three picks, you know, and, of course, Brady, he's Brady. Three touchdown passes in Chicago. Special teams, they scored two more TDs.
Yeah. New England, they do what they do, and they win the AFC East, and that's just apparently how that's part of the protocol for the NFL. In addition to winning the game straight up, the Patriots are also the best spread team in the NFL. They're 36-16 against the spread their last 52 games. The last two decades, the Pats have owned Buffalo, especially in Buffalo. Pats are 15-5-1 their last 21 road trips to Buffalo.
Mike, that's going to do it for all our games on Inside the Numbers this week. Look forward to having you back on the Morning Blitz on Monday, where we do our college recap.
Yeah, we'll do the recap. College is on Monday, and then we do NFL on Tuesday, right?
That's exactly right, after that Monday night game. So, you, Mike, you, I know you've got a busy weekend, but have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you again on Monday morning.
You do it. You do the same, and it's my pleasure, as always.
Mike Bernard, OTM Sports, based out of Las Vegas, Inside the Numbers. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with more on GameDaySportsRadio.com.